It's 3 weeks until school starts in Oregon, and it can't come too soon for parents who are struggling to keep their children fed, supervised, and learning over the summer. Correspondent Rob Manning reports on how some Oregon parents are dealing with the situation.
Lena is entering second grade at Earl Boyles Elementary in the David Douglas District. She's part of OPB's class of 2025. Lena's had a relaxed, her mom might say lazy, summer.
I play with my sister. We listen to music on my iPad and dance.
And Lena's gotten out of the house occasionally to cool off.
I go to the water park when it's hot.
How close is the water park?
It's close around the block.
Lena's mom is home with the kids. Dad has struggled to find steady work. The family qualifies for free lunch at school. Last summer, Lena could get a free lunch and morning classes at Earl Boyles Elementary across the street. But this summer, it's under construction. There are free lunches at Ron Russell Middle School next door, but there are no activities. So mom, Lan Nguyen, can't get Lena to go.
Ron Russell, they give free lunch. I say, well, you want to take your sister and mom going over there? You got to eat? No, I just don't want to. I don't feel like to eat. I'm like, why? You know, so she just say, no, I just want to stay home, play my game.
Even when the kids are motivated to get the free lunch, Oregon's 600 meal sites don't reach everyone. The St. Helens District runs a meal program out of a popular city park to attract more families.
This is a taquito, and this is what's left of our chicken. You did baked chicken, so the ranch and the carrots and an apple.
St. Helens Nutrition Director Misty Crawford is looking at what's left of lunch. Her small staff and old van provide 420 meals a day across three sites in St. Helens and Scappoose. It's a fraction of the more than 2,000 students in the area who qualify for subsidized lunches during the school year. The main problem is funding.
I would love to be able to reach more students, children, because this is for all kids 1 through 18. One of the stumbling blocks we face is staffing. And logistically, we have antiquated vehicles. We are expected to operate on a break-even basis, and that's, we work hard to make sure that we do not cost the school district or the winter program any money. That's not good.
The St. Helens program reaches about 1 in 5 needy students in the district and Scappoose next door. The David Douglas School District, where most of OPB's class of 2025 students go to school, does only slightly better than that, reaching about 1 in 4 low-income students.
What was it?
Read a book.
So,
it's tough to provide summer classes to everyone who needs them, too. In David Douglas, school construction forced summer program providers to consolidate classes at fewer buildings. As a result, fewer kids can attend. So Megan Gabriel with the school's Uniting Neighborhood summer program has focused on students who are behind in reading.
So we're really looking at those kids that need help with maintaining, but also we'll probably make gains. We've seen gains come out of 16 days of this program that will blow your mind.
That decision left some kids on the outside looking in, like Lan Nguyen's daughter, Lena.
I did ask the teacher some school, and she said it's for like the kids that need it.
Nguyen says she lobbied for Lena to be included, but she didn't fit the profile of a student in need of reading assistance.
So I say, oh, Lena need help. Yeah, she's been lazy now, so I'm watching her. That way, sometime I have to play an evil mom.
Nguyen says she took Lena's old schoolwork, erased the answers, and had Lena do the work over again. Back at the Sun School program, Lena's classmate, Osvaldo, is getting help with his reading. Osvaldo says he likes the art classes, but reading? He's getting tired of the book about wrestling in front of him.
Reading, not so much.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of books. We just have that shelf right there and then that shelf right there.
Right. Are there a couple of books that you like, or most of them not books you like?
The pretty much the only book I like is this one.
Of course, Osvaldo also gets lunch as a Sun student. It makes him miss his old school, where he'll be going in September.
They're not the best thing. I thought, like, at Elabod Elementary School, it's better food, has better food.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's interesting. You know, it's true. We get a lot of different reactions from kids about different food. We know it's all healthy, but some kids prefer, different things.
That's Leslie Nelson with Partners for a Hunger-Free Oregon. She says even though it'd be less expensive to launch more lunch programs without activities, she likes the model of combining academic activities and food. That's in part because they're more attractive to kids like Lena.
We need to make sure that kids and families are able to access food in a variety of settings. But when it comes to programming like this, where you're right, it does cost additional money, that makes a huge difference, and I would say is worth the extra dollars every time, because this is an opportunity to prevent kids from experiencing that summer learning loss.
Researchers say as much as two-thirds of the achievement gap between wealthy and poor students is attributable to what happens over the summer. Oregon's summer vacation is among the longest in the country.
I'm Rob Manning reporting.
This project is part of American Graduate Let's Make It Happen, a public broadcasting initiative to address the dropout crisis supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.